It's Friday. Time to go to the movies, and this week...
It has been said that magic vanished from our world a long time ago. But if there's one thing you can be sure of...
I wish you could really talk to me.
It's that nothing is more powerful than a young boy's wish.
Now, the wish was that his teddy bear, Ted, would come to life. And the teddy bear does. And the two grow up together.
Hey, Johnny, how about a beer, huh?
Yeah, it's not your child's teddy bear. It's Ted. Paul, tell us about Ted.
Well, for those of you hoping to be inspired by J.J. Abrams or Andrew Stanton talking about the creative process, don't get excited. This is not anything to do with TED Talks or the TED.com inspirational speeches and performances of the world's most fascinating thinkers that you find online.
But apparently Ted does drink beer, Ted the teddy bear.
Absolutely, and I can recommend this film. But before anything, I should tell you the frustration I often have with Family Guy. This is the feature film directorial debut of Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane. Every time somebody tells me something hilarious that happens on Family Guy, I got a couple of friends who guaranteed always tell me about it. They tell me this, you know, this one time on Family Guy band campish story, and what they tell me sounds hilarious. So I tune into Family Guy, and I just don't laugh. Now, I don't know what the deal is there, but so I went to the film hoping for a better experience, and although a lot of it feels the same, I laughed a lot more than I thought I would. As you said, it is a teddy bear who comes to life after a young kid's wish. The teddy bear and the boy remain friends forever. But as a 35-year-old man, the bear now is a vagrant, smoking, hanging out with prostitutes, swearing up a storm, mostly getting in the way of a slowly maturing relationship the grown boy now has with a girlfriend of 4 years. Now, the Family Guy faithful were out at the screening I was at, and they were loving every second of it. And I hope MacFarlane makes more films, but I just hope he gets a little more refined with his joke choice. It just seems like every idea he has gets the green light, but they're not all winners. Wow. And I find this to be the same thing on Family Guy.
So how does Mark Wahlberg do?
Wahlberg, I got to check his IMDb to find out how many comedies he's done. But Wahlberg, I know he did The Other Guys recently with Will Ferrell. But he's built for comedies. He commits fully to the most ridiculous scenes there are.
All right, my kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Paul, you have to remember, you're talking about a guy who, like, for him, the
Dumb
top
and
movie
Dumber is
not
a classic.
Yeah, it's not Citizen Kane, it's Dumb and Dumber.
That's right, we've been over this. Right. Mike, you'll love Ted.
All
there
right.
You go.
I'm there.
You'll love it. You know, it's got heart, too. The film tries maybe a little too hard sometimes to show you that it's got this underlying heart. And there's a decent kids turn 35, now it's time to grow up allegory going on. But the film works best when Wahlberg and Ted the Bear just kind of goofing on the couch making jokes. And if you think Ted sounds like Peter Griffin from Family Guy, it's because Seth MacFarlane does the voice, but at least the movie knows it, and they make a little funny nod to the fact that MacFarlane really hasn't put on any kind of different voice than he normally does on his TV show.
And it doesn't hurt to have Mila Kunis in the movie.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, you'll probably agree with me on this. When she showed up in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I went, ooh, who is this? Because I wasn't watching That 70s Show, which I guess put her on the map. But she's got this kind of Morticia Adams haircut here, which is unfortunate. But she's good in the movie. She's good in the movie. I mean, after Black Swan, I mean, you can't deny that she's a good actress. So whatever she gets put in, she's going to do a fine job, I think.
I guess I'll just leave you two alone to talk about it.
No, you need to come with us.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, Mike, the film, I mean, like Family Guy, one of the problems I have with that show is when they jump back in time to explore a situation, like, hey, remember this one time I met Gene Simmons? They'll go back, he'll meet Gene Simmons, and that'll be it. To me, if you really want to explore the comedy, you got to go back there and then expand that situation and really make it worth going back to look at what happened in that jump back in time, the cutaway, whatever you want to call it. So they have a lot of those in this that don't quite hit, but man, there is an homage to the 1980s film, which I'm sure you saw, Mike, Flash Gordon. That, you can tell MacFarlane has a huge reverence for that cheeseball movie, and he turns it into a ton of hilarious gags that kill, including a cameo by the guy who played Flash himself, Sam J. Jones.
There you go.
Who is hysterical.
So if you're not looking for self-improvement, this is the movie for you.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Exactly. You're not going to learn lessons like you would at TED Talks. This TED, you won't learn a thing. Just, turn your head off, laugh like a fool. It's a good time.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Paul Preston, our movie guy. You can find him at themovieguys.net.